Tango Tango Papa 1089, June 13, 2009.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this afternoon from US 78 in, I guess I'm still in Alabama, on my way to Memphis, Tennessee. Dropped and hooked yesterday evening at down there in the Atlanta area. Atlanta, Georgia area, and then ended up picking another load up right away at Marietta, Georgia, that delivers this evening. Of course, this is Friday. This will be Friday evening. It delivers at 8 p.m. this evening at Memphis, Tennessee. So I've still got 3, 4, 5, probably about roughly two and a half hours more driving to make it to Memphis. So right now I'm I was driving through a patch of fairly intense rain, and now it's seemed to be driving out of it a little bit. It seems to have virtually stopped. But, and it looks like that if I keep heading northwest, it looks like that the sun might be shining at least partially up ahead, because the sky is kind of lightening up a little bit in the northwest. Of course, US 78 kind of runs northwest to southeast. It goes up from Birmingham up to Memphis. So, looks like I'm, at this point, the road's still wet, but I think the rain has pretty much ended. It seems to me that most all of us have been sort of infected with a lot of pop psychology ideas all of our lives. There's a lot of pop psychology ideas that have long since been part of school textbooks, and of course pop psychology is paraded on television and certainly on the internet and all kinds of articles all the time. And you know, it kind of strikes me, I don't think people realize the extent to which pop psychology is often wrong. It's based on fundamentally wrong assumptions. Our identities, if you've listened, you know, you listen to me, our identities come from first, you know, when we're first born and we come into this world, you know, ready to resent, and we're going to resent, and usually we find plenty to resent, because, you know, that's the only way we as human beings, minuscule little human beings, can play God through resentment. And so that's the way, you know, we're going to do that. One way or the other, we all do it to varying degrees. But we come into this world, and so therefore, we end up with a kind of an externalized identity. You know, there's a Bible verse that says we're first of nature, then of spirit. So what that Bible verse is telling me is that's just simply another way of saying that we, you know, using my words, we end up with an externalized identity. And so we, that externalized identity based on resentment develops for a season. And then if we are graced with the willingness, with the extra awareness to know that something is wrong, if we're aware enough, if we're fortunate enough to be aware that something is fundamentally wrong with the way we exist, meaning with the externalized identity that we have, then we begin to look for real answers. And of course, there's plenty of things that pose as the real answer, but only if we really have the willingness to pursue, you know, to find the real answer, will we find it. But the only way that we can find the, you know, our real identity, or begin to find our real identity, or begin to be sort of constructed out of our real identity, the identity we were meant to have, is if we're willing to give up the earthy identity, or the externalized identity. And we can't, and that's not something we can really do ourselves. Can't do that. You know, we didn't create ourselves, and we can't fix ourselves. So the only thing we can really do is have a willingness to give up the thing that supports that externalized identity. And of course, what supports that externalized identity is resentment. And so long as we won't let go of resentment, then everything that we believe, and if we're in denial about it, of course, everything that we believe, everything that we think we know, is therefore wrong. It's probably wrong. In fact, the ego will often pick the wrong things to believe in, to believe that are true, and doubt the right things. And so in this state, and it's a selfish state, whether we want to admit it or not, it's a selfish state. We kind of believe in our own heads and kind of tell ourselves that either we're really right and everybody else is wrong, because that's what egos do, or know, so there are other people that'll try to say that nothing is right, and it's all, you know, anything is just somebody's opinion. And, you know, how dare you say that right is right and wrong is wrong? That's just your opinion, you know. And but the way identity actually works, the way it's actually meant to work, again, if we have this extra willingness to be, you know, because at first we're of earth, meaning an externalized identity, and then of spirit, if we really have the potential to be of spirit, to begin to be of spirit, then we have to have that willingness to make friends with our conscience. And to give up trying to be God ourselves. Because God is, you know, in this context, God is basically, you can think of God as the spirit, you know, the spirit that brought us into existence, the spirit that sustains our existence. God is, you know, wants to essentially give his identity to us. But we have to be willing to accept that. And we have to, you know, we can't be God ourselves. And then we can, you know, then we can begin to enjoy a completely different source of identity. And the source of identity that if we're graced to be of spirit, we can begin to enjoy that, you know, that identity that he freely gives us. But as long as we are sort of in that egotistical state, kind of, you know, using, you know, having resentment, being in denial, etc., etc., then there's, you know, there's a wedge between that identity. There's a wedge between ourselves and our conscience, a wedge between that identity and who we really could be versus this externalized identity that's based on resentment. And as I say, you know, this is really, it's I don't know, words kind of fall apart. You can probably hear me kind of struggling. I can see what I'm trying to say. And I don't feel that I'm doing a really great job of expressing it, but words sort of fall apart expressing this you know, what I, this concept that I have in mind, you know, what I see. But if you're on the outside, sort of looking in, if you're sort of a resentment-based identity and denial, it all sounds so confusing. and it may sound like I'm talking in circles. But it's actually it's a very simple thing if you can just see it, you know, sort of see it for yourself. It's quite a simple thing, but it's sort of, well, it's really impossible for our egos to see it. If we're in an egotistical state, it's impossible for us to see that, because resentment is the basis of the wrong side of our egos. And we, you know, that ego, that wrong side of our ego is absolutely threatened by these concepts. The essence of what we are, the sort of the foundation of our identity, really determines how we relate to the world. And if we're in denial, we're in a state of denial, as all of us are, virtually all of us are to varying degrees. We're in a state of denial, and particularly if we hate the truth, then we don't have all of the information as things really are. We're lacking in information. And so therefore, we look at things in the wrong way. We look at the world in the wrong way. We look at our lives in the wrong way. And we end up relating to everything in the wrong way. And so therefore, we are dysfunctional. In the grand scheme of things, we're dysfunctional. And I think some of us are happy with our dysfunction. There are people that are simply happy, you know, they're kind of happy with their dysfunction, and, you know, or you know, the only happiness that they have is spreading the dysfunction, you know, making other people dysfunctional, confusing the people around them, making them dysfunctional, so that people see them in a positive light. Kind of like, I'm okay, you're okay, type of thing. Agreeing that right is wrong and wrong is right. But if this real identity begins to come into the mix, if we allow that to come into the mix, we begin to make friends with our conscience and have a new source, this new source of identity, then we begin to see the world as it really is and see what really motivates people. But without that third aspect, without that spirit, without making friends with your conscience, in other words, then you've only got, you know, like mind and body and resentment on which to base everything, to base all your, everything that, you know, how you relate to the world, how you look at the world, how you look at people, how you relate to people. And it's fundamentally flawed. And it only, that kind of an identity, sort of an externalized identity, only goes so far. It's now several hours later. I dropped, or got the load unloaded there at Memphis. I guess it was about roughly 9 o'clock when the load was unloaded, and then they sent the empty message, and then a few minutes later they sent a load offer that it picks up here at Rossville, Tennessee, and it goes to some small town in Illinois. Can't remember the name of it right now. But in any case, so I accepted that load and went over to West Memphis and got the trailer washed out and filled the trailer up with, you know, the reefer fuel, reefer trailer up with fuel. Then I came over here to Rossville, Tennessee, which is on the other, you know, it's kind of a east, probably 10 miles or 12 miles east of Memphis, sort of out on the, you know, out past the, you know, on the edge of Memphis, eastern edge. And so I've dropped and hooked here. And so I'm, you know, I'm kind of out of time for today, so I'm going to hang out, take my break here at this plant, which they don't care. You can, you know, you can hang out here, and they're perfectly happy with it. So I'm going to hang out here, and then I've basically got the entire weekend to go the, you know, it's 500 and something miles to wherever it is. Let me look at my Qualcomm. Wherever it is, I'm going to in Illinois. Let me take a look here. It says that I am going to Wilmington, Illinois. Not sure where that's at. Somewhere. Maybe, who knows where it's at. Maybe up in the northern part of the state. I'm not exactly sure about that, but just trying to see how many miles it said that it was. Yep, 532 miles. So that's, you know, what I'll be doing for the weekend. So it's going to be kind of a relaxed weekend, which is good. Now, when I was, right before I got to Memphis on US 78, I came through some pretty extreme, a little bit of extreme weather. There was a section there where the wind was really, you know, kind of whipping the truck around a little bit. And of course, I, you know, the only thing you can do is slow down, and I slowed down, and there was a part of the time, you know, the rain was just coming down, and, you know, really severely, and of course you had vehicles pulling off on the side of the road. But about 5 miles, 4 or 5 miles before, on US 78, before you get to you cross over from Mississippi into Tennessee, basically you cross into Memphis, because the city limits go right up to the state line. About 4 or 5 miles from there, there is a, you know, Mississippi has state scales, and they've got one on each side of the freeway of US 78. They've got one on the eastbound side and one on the westbound side. And so the one on the east, you know, I was headed east on US 78, and at first glance I looked at the scale was closed, but at first glance I looked at the scale, and it looked like there was a truck that was parked kind of, you know, at an angle with the building. You know, you have the scale house building, and here's this truck kind of parked at an angle up next to it. But then you look at it again, and, you know, it doesn't look right. Well, the whole thing, the truck was on its side. It was as if it was parked there, but it was on its side. And the lights were still on the truck. And, you know, the scale house was closed. So I'm assuming what happened, you know, because I guess they had some pretty severe straight winds, is what they were saying. But and there was some damages around here during the storm, but I'm assuming what happened, maybe that truck parked in there hoping to maybe wait out the storm, or he might have just, who knows, but he was, in any case, he was in there, and the truck was on its side, and obviously the wind blew it over. So, you know, that happens, you know, you're at the wrong place at the wrong time, and things can happen like that. And, you know, of course, there was no way of knowing whether the truck was loaded, loaded or empty. If it was empty, it would make it more likely to blow over, although a loaded truck couldn't blow over as well. But I would say that pretty much ruined that driver's day. But it's kind of amazing to see, you know, I've never seen, you know, like in a scale house, you know, in a state scale, never seen a truck just kind of on its side in the parking area. So, you know, you never know. So, anyway, even though I got up about 9 o'clock this morning, and guess I got out of wherever it was, there, Waco, Georgia, got out of there, I don't know what time it was. It was sometime, I don't know, maybe it was a quarter after 12. So anyway, I'm really kind of feeling tired, so probably going to try to get this thing assembled and get headed to bed, you know, and then I've got the weekend to, you know, kind of, you know, don't have to drive all that hard to get to where I'm going, so I've kind of got a leisurely weekend. One of the things I'm working on, of course, I've got my new TruckerTomPodcast.com website kind of up and running and kind of the way I want it. And so now my next project that I started working on a little bit while I was waiting for them to, you know, unload, while I was waiting to unload my truck, was earlier today, was TruckerTomHD.com. I'm making a separate WordPress site for that. And I'll probably also make a separate WordPress site for the standard definition version of that. Or, you know, like Finding America HD is what it's going to be. Finding America HD is the domain name. I'll point at it once I get the WordPress all set up. And then Finding America SD, standard definition version of it. And then maybe even, you know, it's because I can keep putting, you know, the interesting thing is with, of course, I'm using GoDaddy, but I've got the, like, a Linux hosting package. And so I can just keep pointing subdomains at this same server. It's a Linux hosting thing. And so I can just keep pointing subdomains. So I'll probably do a HoAgenda WordPress blog, and you know, so that's kind of interesting. So all, you know, all in all, I'll have four different when I get done, I'll have four different domain names pointing at four different WordPress blogs, but they're all on one server, and I've got plenty, just tons of server space on that GoDaddy site, so that's not going to be a problem. And but you know, it's really like the way that WordPress works. It's really a cool blogging application. You know, and the amazing thing is that there's all these sort of open source plugins that are available for it that are incredibly, some of them are, you know, I find them to be incredibly useful and very flexible. And so, you know, GoDaddy makes it very easy to install the WordPress, and, you know, I really, you know, generally I like the way GoDaddy works, the way they do their domain names, and then the way they make it pretty easy to kind of do some fairly sophisticated things with the, you know, in this case with a server, you know, with multiple WordPress installs and pointing domain names at it, and, you know, that's fairly geeky stuff, but they make it kind of easy. Looking forward, maybe over the weekend, it would be nice. Ideally, I'd like to get all three of those extra WordPress blogs set up with the domains. That would be ideal if I could do that. That would be really cool. So we'll just have to wait and see how that works out. So that's one thing I do want to work on. I was going to work on that while I was home, but I just did not have the time to do it. It just didn't work out. But now, now that I'm back at work, things are a bit slower pace, even though so far they've been keeping me pretty busy since I came back to work. But do have a little bit of a more relaxed pace over the weekend to get up there to the town I'm going to in Illinois. Got all weekend to get there. It's going to a cold storage up there. So that should allow me some time to kind of rest, kind of keep catching up on my rest, as well as kind of do some of these tasks that I wanted to get accomplished. You know, getting these websites set up, and so kind of looking forward to being able to play with that some more. So, anyhow, hope everyone has a great weekend, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.